Please turn in your Bibles to John chapter 6 for a few moments at the end of our service tonight. I want to preach on the subject, God's salvation in Christ. God's salvation in Christ. And I want to base my remarks on a very familiar text of Scripture, John chapter 6 and verse 27. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Amen. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word to every heart tonight. Let's just bow in a wee word of prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider God's truth this evening. Father in heaven, we thank thee, we praise thee for thy precious word. And we thank thee, Lord, for this lovely hymn that we've been singing as well. We thank thee for the cross. We praise thee for the place called Calvary, where the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life a ransom for the many. The place where he shed his precious blood in order to save our precious souls. And, O God, we pray, therefore, Lord, that tonight in this meeting, that you might speak to hearts. We thank thee, Lord, for the day when you spoke to our hearts and drew us unto Christ for salvation. We thank thee, Lord, for bringing us under conviction of sin and revealing unto us that we needed God's wonderful salvation in Christ. O God, my prayer is this evening that you would reveal that wonderful truth to others, even those in this service tonight who are still strangers to grace and to God, that you would draw them lovingly and eternally to the foot of the cross. Lord, defeat the devil, bind the strong man in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you'll spoil his goods, that you'll come just now and close us in with yourself. And, O God, that there might be a word in season for every heart. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Men and women, it is so important that you and I think more of the spiritual than we do of the temporal. The truth is, our lives upon this earth are very short. And while we must not neglect the temporal things of life completely, we must remember that the temporal things will soon pass away, and then eternity. And it's vital that we think about eternal matters. You're not saved in this meeting. You don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Redeemer. I would impress upon your heart this evening to consider where you are going to spend eternity. Because the truth is this: we will all spend eternity somewhere, either in God's heaven or in God's hell. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who said in Matthew 6, verses 19 and 20, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, nor where thieves do not break through nor steal." Of course, when Christ speaks about laboring for the meat which endureth unto life eternal, as we read here in John chapter 6, verse 27, the Lord Jesus is speaking about receiving God's wonderful salvation and living for the cause of Christ. I wonder, as we are gathered here in this service tonight, my friend, can you look back to a day in your life when you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? I do pray that each and every one of us will know and enjoy sins forgiven and have the assurance of eternal life. Because, of course, there is no greater blessing than to possess everlasting life. I don't care what you possess as far as the material things of this world are concerned. My friend, if you're not a possessor of everlasting life, then you're a beggar. Because Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And of course, the most valuable possession that you and I have are our souls. For a few moments tonight, as we look at this text of Scripture, and as we look and consider this subject, God's salvation in Christ, there's four things that I want you to notice. And I pray if you're not saved that you'll listen very carefully. And I pray that God will write his word upon each and every one of our hearts, but especially upon your heart tonight, if you're found in this meeting without Christ. First of all, you'll notice here that God's salvation in Christ is eternal. It's everlasting. All those who are saved eternally. Look what it says in verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. It's not a tremendous phrase there. Everlasting life. You see, when the sinner receives God's salvation in Christ, they receive life everlasting. They receive eternal life. You see, God's salvation is forever. The word everlasting in our text reveals unto us the duration of redemption. God's salvation does not expire. It does not wear out. It does not lose its warranty. It does not decline in value. It does not end. God's salvation, men and women, is forever and forever and forever. And that's the wonderful blessing of being saved by the grace of God. Because once the sinner comes in true repentance and faith and trusts the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation, they receive everlasting life. My, what a wonderful blessing. What a wonderful redemption. I wonder this evening, do you possess everlasting life? You know, the day will come when our health will fail. The day will come when we will have to leave our possessions to others. But the salvation of God is meat that endureth unto everlasting life. In 1 John 2, verse 25, we read these words, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. And of course, we're all familiar with John chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, because we read in those verses that whosoever believeth in him, that is in Christ, should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And in John 5, verse 24, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. I wonder this evening, therefore, are you a possessor of eternal life? My friend, you can be a possessor of everlasting life this evening. But in order for you to be a possessor of everlasting life, you must know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you must experience God's wonderful salvation in Christ. Oh, men and women, that this truth would grip your soul this evening. If you come as a sinner and trust Christ as your Redeemer, God will impart unto you everlasting life. Not a wonderful truth, not a wonderful doctrine here that we see, not only in this text of Scripture, but in other verses that we have read. Listen to this wonderful text in John chapter 10. I'm sure it's a text that the most of God's people cherish. But maybe if you're here tonight and you're not saved, perhaps you've never even heard these words before. They're the words of the Lord Jesus. And he says in John 10, verse 27 to 29, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of mine hand. My Father which give them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Praise God tonight Those of us who are saved, we are eternally secure in the hands of God. And we cannot be lost. Dear sinner, this evening, if you would only but come and kneel by faith at the foot of the old rugged cross, confessing your sin to God, repenting your sin to God, and trusting in Jesus Christ alone, you too can be a possessor of this wonderful gift of everlasting life. Praise God. God's salvation in Christ is eternal. It is everlasting. Now, the second thing I want you to notice, and I have made mention of it already, but let me emphasize it now. Look again at verse 27 of John chapter 6. You will notice that God's salvation in Christ is a gift. Because we read here, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Listen to this, which the Son of Man shall give. Underline those words. The Son of Man shall give unto you. You know, the truth is that man can do nothing to merit God's salvation. God's salvation in Christ is the gift of God. There's nothing that you can do to merit God's salvation, and there's nothing that I can do to merit God's salvation. Now, we're living in a world today, and man wants to do something in order to gain admittance into heaven. And that's why religious people go through the forms of religious exercises. But my friend, there's nothing that you and I can do to merit God's wonderful redemption. Because at very best, we're sinners. We're sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God's salvation in Christ is a gift. That's what Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We read in Titus 3 verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Galatians 2 verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. However, like all gifts, God's salvation in Christ must be received. Must be received. John 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. My friend, have you ever, in childlike faith, received God's gift of salvation? Have you ever accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart as your own and personal Savior? You know, while John 6 verse 27 speaks about laboring after salvation, it does not mean working our way to heaven. Now, you would understand that. Rather, the text is emphasizing that seeking after God's salvation is more important than seeking after the things of this life, the things of this world. Therefore, the text is setting before us man's responsibility of receiving the gift that God has provided for sinful man in Christ. In salvation, God has provided eternal redemption. In salvation, God has provided the gift of redemption. And all man has to do is to receive that gift by faith. By faith. Friend, have you ever received God's gift of eternal life, God's gift of eternal redemption by faith? I pray this evening that if you're still found in your sin heading towards a Christless eternity, that even this night that you would come and trust the Lord Jesus as your own and personal Savior. The work is done. Praise God, when the Lord Jesus Christ cried on the cross, it is finished. Man's redemption was accomplished once and for all. Therefore, there's nothing that you and I can do to gain admittance into heaven. There's nothing that you and I can do to merit our own salvation. Salvation is a gift. And God tonight offers you that gift through Christ. But you must receive it. You must accept it. You must believe it. You must come as a sinner to Jesus and trust him as your Redeemer. Something else I want you to notice about God's salvation in Christ. Look at the text again, and you will see that God's salvation in Christ is available. Look what it says here, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. I want you to underline those two little words, unto you. Christ here was speaking to the people of Israel. The multitude had followed the Lord to Capernaum. These were the people that Christ exhorted to labor for the meat that endureth unto everlasting life. In the crowd that day, there would have been all types of people, young and old, rich and poor, religious and irreligious. God's salvation would have been available for each and every one of them. Jesus said, unto you, unto you. My friend, it's the same today. Salvation is available to all types of sinners. Indeed, the Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God's salvation is available to religious sinners, people like Nicodemus and Lydia. God's salvation is available to adulterous sinners, women like the woman of Samaria. God's salvation is available to thieving sinners, people like the dying thief. God's salvation is available to the chief of sinners. Isn't that what Saul of Tarsus said? That he was the chief of sinners. My friend, no matter who you are tonight, praise God, this wonderful message is offered to you, is extended to you. And this evening, no matter who you are, no matter what your background may be, praise God, if you come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart as your own and personal Savior, you can leave God's house tonight on your way to heaven with your sins forgiven, knowing that you have been redeemed for time and for all of God's eternity. It's available. We're in the day of grace. This is the day of opportunity. But my friend, you need to be careful because the day of opportunity could soon pass by. This afternoon, we were preaching to the senior citizens in Gordachara, and we were drawing their attention to the conversion of Zacchaeus. And you know, Zacchaeus that day was gloriously saved. He was a vile sinner, but the Lord saved him. But that day, Zacchaeus had to make haste and come down and go with Christ. Because the Lord Jesus was passing by Jericho for the last time. He would never pass that way again because he was going up to Jerusalem. He was going to die upon a cross, and never again would he walk through Jericho. Never again would he speak to Zacchaeus in the way he did. My friend, the truth is this, that while God's salvation is available tonight, today, it might not be available for you tomorrow or next week. Because the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And when the Lord is speaking to your heart today, harden not your heart. I would exhort you to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Because the day of opportunity will soon pass you by. Because Jesus said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. But thank God tonight in this meeting, the message of the gospel is going forth again. And the Lord has brought you here to hear that message. And that message is for you tonight. Whatever your circumstances, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you be saved tonight? Would you trust Christ tonight? Would you turn from your sin tonight? Oh, my friend, I pray that you will, and that you will strive to enter in at the straight gate. We're talking here this evening about God's salvation in Christ. God's salvation in Christ is a gift. God's salvation in Christ is eternal. God's salvation in Christ is available for the vilest offender who truly believes that moment to Jesus at cleansing will receive. But notice something else here. Take a look at verse 27 again, and you will see that God's salvation in Christ is through Christ alone. Through Christ alone. Look what it says. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him, speaking of Christ, for him hath God the Father sealed. Salvation is found only in Jesus Christ. In John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29, we read these words. Then said they unto him, what shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Now look at verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Look at verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. My God sent the Son. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. The only one. Therefore, if we're going to get to heaven, if we're going to escape hell, if we're going to know sins forgiven, we must come through Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And praise God, when the sinner comes to him and trusts him, they receive everlasting life. You see, God's salvation is not found in Mary. God's salvation is not found in religion. God's salvation is not found in the preacher or in the church. But God's salvation is found in Christ and in Christ alone. And that is the message of the Bible. And that is the message of the gospel. And here the Lord Jesus Christ was exhorting the people to come unto him and be saved. My friend, have you ever come to Christ and be saved? Have you ever trusted him as your own and personal Redeemer? This morning we were talking about our sister Louise Wells that passed away just on Wednesday past. Her funeral was yesterday. And there was a day in her life when she trusted Christ. And that day happened quite a number of years ago in a mission in Clocker Valley, in our church in Clocker Valley. And Louise and her husband were saved the same night. When were you saved? What night were you saved? What night did you come to Christ, repenting of your sin and trusting in him? My friend, there's nothing else that matters in this world this evening. There's nothing else that matters. The most important decision that you and I will ever make is what we did with Jesus Christ. How we responded to the preaching of the gospel. Because remember this, if you die without Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be lost forever and forever and forever. That's how vital coming to Christ and being saved is. There's nothing more important. And that's why this evening I would exhort you to come to the Savior and trust him as your own and personal Redeemer and turn from your sin. And whatever's holding you back from coming to Christ. You know, the devil will whisper many things into the sinner's ear. The devil will come and whisper into your ear tonight, you've plenty of time. That's a lie. He'll come and whisper into your ear, the Bible's not true. And that's a lie. There's no such a place called hell. And that's a lie. You're good enough to get into heaven. That's a lie. The devil will whisper many things into the sinner's ear. Because the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine in unto them. My friend, this evening, what you need to do is you need to turn away from your sin, and you need to not listen to the lie of the devil. And you need to realize that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And you need to trust the Lord as your own and personal Redeemer. We often sing that hymn, only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. God's salvation in Christ is eternal. God's salvation in Christ is a gift. And you can receive that gift tonight. God's salvation in Christ is available. It's available tonight. It may not be available tomorrow, but that's why you need to strive to enter in at the straight gate. God's salvation in Christ is only found in Christ. He is the one and the only one who can redeem you for time and for eternity. Let us all pray.